Hello and welcome to RC Talk, the voice of Ratio Christi at Marshall University. My name is John Mays. I'm your host. I'm also the regional director for the states of West Virginia and Pennsylvania, along with being the chapter director at Marshall University. Before I get to today's point, if anybody listened to last week's podcast, I'm pretty sure I stated that people in India don't eat grandma in reference to morality. It probably sounded a little obvious as we don't eat grandma, but I don't know of anyone that actually took it seriously, and I hope you didn't anyway. Maybe it gave you a good laugh or a little chuckle. But my point was, in India, they don't eat cows because they believe it may be grandma, making the point that morals are true in all places at all times with all people. So, with that cleared up, my wife actually told me to take the podcast down, and I was like, well, people will understand, and if you don't, like I said, maybe you got a chuckle out of it, and I didn't know how to go back and edit it anyway. So, this week, once again, I'm screaming, not literally, but I'm screaming at the church. As anyone knows that doesn't live in a hole, I guess, and they probably know, there were two mass shootings over the weekend, as we refer to them. And the world, of course, is again affirming God. I've stated this before, how do we call something evil if there isn't a good to compare it to? And God is that standard. If there's not something or a standard to compare evil to, then it doesn't exist. So you have to have good for evil to exist. C.S. Lewis stated, how do you know that a stick is straight or crooked unless you've seen a straight one, or vice versa? Don't get me wrong. It breaks my heart for anyone to lose their life, especially in such a nonsensical way as a random shooting. I mean, that's just wrong. However, we can't stop evil. We can legislate morality and create all the laws that we want, but evil will still exist. It's existed since Adam and Eve, but the church could at least have an impact. There's where I'm headed today. We live in a fallen world, and Christians should know this. People are evil, the Bible tells us. But it also tells us the heart is wicked. And too many people, their faith is based solely on a feeling of the heart. And if you're going to believe the book, you have to believe all of it, not bits and pieces. Anyway, getting on to the point, there were a lot of statistics from some famous or so-called famous people over the weekend, according to deaths in 48 hours or something like that. But it showed, those who read this, 500 deaths to medical errors, 300 to the flu, 250 to suicide, 200 to car accidents, 40 to homicide via handgun. And that's the point was comparing the 29 that were killed, and the guy that posted it got bashed for using because it was so insensitive. And he was just trying to make the point. He was trying to share, similar to what I'm trying to share, that look, as bad as it was, we cannot stop it. But we can make a difference. And one thing that other people brought up, mainly Christians, was abortions. I mean, we're setting back every day, and the debate isn't about whether it's a right to kill a human being or whatever. It's become, is that human being or is that person a human being? That's the argument. It's not really about rights of women and all these excuses that people make. But abortions, the statistic shows that 2,899 take place every day in the United States alone. Now, that's evil if you want to talk about something bad and horrific. Yes, again, I'm not saying that or taking away from the sadness or the evil or what these people are going through. All I'm trying to do is show you that evil exists and the church is doing nothing about it. So what can we do? We're going to send thoughts and prayers. Well, did you know that there's even a campaign against that? Because most people in the world don't find that relative. They think it's silly that the church is sitting back and saying, look, all these people died, and you're sitting back and talking about sending thoughts and prayers. Thank you, but that doesn't help us at all. So what can a church do? Well, sending thoughts and prayers is nice, but I've talked about this previously as well. Most of the ones saying that have no idea why we pray, and I'm not sure what thoughts that they're going to send. I mean, to begin with, what kind of thoughts are you sending with these people? I'm sorry? Well, I think they know we're sorry, and maybe that's comforting in a way, but in the same sense, there's more. There's more that we could do. And don't get me wrong, yes, we need to pray. We need to know why we pray, but we need to pray. So here's my solution. What a surprise. Why don't we try this? Sound it out with me now, because this is, you should know where this is coming from. Apologetics. Let's try it again. Apologetics. Giving a reason for the hope we have, as instructed, 1 Peter 3:15. 2 Corinthians 10:5, destroying any arguments against God. Because if you'll notice, in times like this, God is the bad guy, especially from those who don't believe. They won't say, well, if God's so good, why does he allow such things to happen? Well, the church can't stop it. I mean, like I said, evil's been around since the beginning. But remember what apologetics also does. Apologetics strengthens the believer. It helps reach the lost, and it changes culture. Now, how would that help? Well, let me repeat. Imagine the difference in conversations if every member of every church knew why they believed what they believed. Yeah, that's a stretch, but again, quote it with me. All things are possible with God. Apologetics is a command of the Bible. But the church isn't doing anything. I mean, or we're doing the same thing we've always done, I guess. But it's not working. I keep, again, screaming the same thing over and over and over. I was on the other side. How many people in a church lived 41 years of evil? Because that's what I lived. Most Christians have never experienced the majority of things that I've done. So how can you address that kind of problem? Well, I'm going to read scripture to them. Seriously, I didn't believe your book, and they don't believe your book. Yes, the Holy Spirit must move. That's the key. I fully understand that, and I agree 100%. But that doesn't mean we can sit back and do nothing. First of all, most of the people that I'm trying to help are in the church. And where I live currently, Southern West Virginia, I'm the bad guy. And that doesn't seem to be an uncommon theme amongst my peers that do this in metropolitan areas. They're seen as the bad guys because they're causing division in the churches. So it's not just in Southern West Virginia. It's obviously throughout the world, but it's also in large cities. I mean, and Dayton and El Paso are neither large compared to some of the other cities, though larger than where I'm from. The point being, either the church really doesn't care, or they just don't know. I'm not sure. I think it's they don't know. I think they do care, but they don't care enough to do anything about it. If the church can't explain why they believe in God, the Bible, the resurrection, and so on, how do we think, and I use that loosely, we can have a conversation on the problem of evil? What do you say to somebody? Jesus loves you? How do you know? Well, the Bible tells me so. No, that's not the answer. It's not how Jesus did it. It's not how Paul did it. And it's not what we're instructed to do. We have to have a voice, church. We have to have a voice. And before we can have a voice, we have to understand why we're not relevant. And we're not relevant because we don't know. We go out and we want to quote scripture, and people just blow us off because we're the nut jobs that believe in a sky fairy. And if you don't believe me, that just proves my point that you're not talking to anybody. We say we want to see the lost saved. We say that the world's in terrible shape. We say we hate same-sex marriage, abortion, mass shootings, obviously. But do we really? I mean, we live in a world that doesn't find the church relevant and has no fear of God. We have to change how we're doing things, which, from what I see, is nothing. And I know that's harsh, and I need to change the way I present things and the way my delivery and all that. No, I can't change that, and I have no desire to change that. Jesus didn't change the message. Jesus told it how it was. And I've told you so many times, they didn't kill him because he was Barney. Jesus was a nice guy, but his love for us was shown through him giving up his life. He did not have to do that. He did it because he loved us. We got to change. I mean, from what I'm seeing, nobody's open to change. They don't want to change. They just want to sit back and say, well, we're all saved and sanctified and we're all going to heaven. And we're not. I mean, if we're going to reach the lost or have any type of impact on culture, we're going to have to do something different. My suggestion is let's start with apologetics. Or, I don't care if you start with apologetics. Start with, what's the gospel? You know, I've had that conversation. I do podcasts like this all the time. And if you don't know what the gospel is, then you, A, aren't reading the book. B, don't care. Inviting someone to church is not the gospel. It's not the pastor's job to go out into the community. That's your job as the church. His job is to teach you. So we got to stop being nice, thinking we're showing the love of Christ. I mean, yes, we need to be nice, but you know what I'm getting at. Going out and doing good things is not sharing the gospel. It is not Christ-like, because everybody and their brother does nice things. Even though people are evil, and we know this, if you read the book, they can be good. They just have nothing to base it on. Going more into that next week. Have you ever had somebody run up to you because you did something nice and said, oh, please tell me about Jesus, because you have to be a Christian? I'm betting no. And if you have, take me out next time when you do something nice, because I want to witness it, because I don't believe you. So stop quoting a book to a world that doesn't believe it. Again, Holy Spirit must move. But you sitting there quoting the book, I watched two sermons this weekend. Well, I went and listened to one, and I watched another one. And both, or neither, were in context and had no bearing on Christianity whatsoever. Getting off track. We, on the other hand, speaking of running up to someone, we're the ones that have the good news. We need to be running up to people and telling them that Christianity is true. Heaven is real and hell is hot. There's a message. Run up to somebody and tell them Christianity is true. You don't have to tell them heaven is real and hell is hot, but they don't think it's true. And you don't know if it's true. So, you're not following the first and greatest commandment to begin with. How do we do this? I don't know. I don't have all the answers. But don't sit around sending thoughts and prayers. That's not doing anything. If you don't know why we pray and you can't have a discussion about what the world calls evil, then we need to start there. We need to start training our people, Christians, brothers and sisters. We need to spend time with each other, teaching and training them how to have this conversation. And if you're afraid to have the conversation so often I get told, well, the Bible says that Jesus told the apostles that the Holy Spirit would give them what to say. Okay, the Holy Spirit uses apologetics. There. So, now what? Evil happens every day, everywhere, to everyone. I experience evil sitting at the house. So why are we not sharing the truth on a daily basis? Yes, a mass shooting is terrible. But everyone knows murder is wrong. Or do they? I'm serious. Ask somebody, do you think murder is wrong? And they're going to say, yes, but. What do you mean, yes, but? Murder is either wrong or right. And without going into a lot of detail, you know, people will give you all kinds of excuses. Well, in the Bible, God did this and God did that. And, you know, it depends on the situation. It doesn't depend on the situation. Murder's wrong. Here's one that most people won't touch whatsoever. Is abortion wrong? Science says that a person is created at conception. Now what? Well, like I said earlier, then we have the debate of when it becomes a human, not just a person. So ask somebody, do they think abortion's wrong? You wouldn't believe how many people that profess to follow Jesus have told me, yes, it's wrong, but it's none of my business. That's between the woman and God. No, it's not. Here's the entire point. Everyone knows evil exists. And I would think everyone would agree that what happened over the weekend was evil. But we cannot stop it. We live in a fallen world. But, church, we can have an impact. Jesus changed the world with 12 people. We have hundreds of thousands, if not into the millions, of people that profess to be Christians. If we took a small portion of those people and trained them, taught them how to go out and have the conversations, then maybe, just maybe, we could stop at least one mass shooting, at least one problem of evil, because we're not going to stop them all, but we can have that impact. Apologetics, it strengthens the believer, it reaches the lost, and it changes culture. And I've made this offer before. I'll go with you. You come with me. We'll go out and talk to people. I'll come to your church and teach. And I break it down as simple as possible. I'm just a good old country boy. So you're not going to find it any more direct and to the point and simple as what I present it. I'll teach you as much as you want to know, as much as I know. What limited knowledge God has given me. I mean, if I didn't think Christianity was true, if you believe you're able to walk away, then I would have walked away a long, long time ago. But it's true. Not only is it true, evil exists. So, questions or comments? Maybe somebody has something to say, a better solution, a better idea. I don't know. I'm just doing what God's put on my heart, and I think the church needs a voice. So, if you have an idea, email me at johnmays@redshowchristy.org. Is that right? Yes. And if you'd like to be a part of our financial support team, please go to johnmays.redshowchristy.org. And until next time, confident you have been thunderstruck.